During the defeat of Jesse James days, one of the organizations that's front and center in a very literal way is the Northfield Historical Society, being right on the corner of Bridge Square, right in the middle of downtown and the festivities. And we've asked Kathy Osterman, the executive director of the Northfield Historical Society, to join us. Kathy, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff.
Boy, it's hard to believe. 3 weeks. Are you getting ready for the crush of people?
When you said 3 weeks, I felt my stomach drop, like, oh my gosh, it is 3 weeks.
You have written an article lately. The Northfield Historical Society puts out a publication called The Scriber Scribbler, and it's a quarterly publication that you send out to members of the Northfield Historical Society, kind of the rank and file. I always like looking through it because you have a lot of interesting articles. You really do. You and everybody, the contributors that you have, do a pretty good job with that.
It's a little eclectic.
Now, you recently, there has been, looking at the overall times, the last couple of years in particular, it has been a particularly unrestful time, I guess, in U.S. society. And there have been some events of violence that have made its way into the news headlines. And you know, you think back to 1876, and that was kind of an event that made a lot of headlines back in that year. But the portrayal of the bank robbers and the stories and such, and in particular, the firearms that they used, within the incident itself, have, I guess, I don't really know if come under scrutiny, but it has made everybody rethink the way we're telling history a little bit. Can you address that a little bit?
Well, sure. I think for any museum, any historical society, any story that they are interpreting in the museum, truth is paramount. And, you know, we stand by the facts of the story, what happened in 1876, why it happened, how it happened, what happened after it happened. And there's just no getting around the fact that guns played a very big role in that. And they were used, and they were used violently. And that's something that when you encounter this story, when you're coming into the museum, you have to see. Unless you are actually physically blind, what we have on display supports that, the truth of the story.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just firearms at that time that were used at that time. You have artifacts and a lot of different aspects of the story that are also on display. That's just another one of the things.
Right. And that's really how we've chosen to interpret the story, is that, yes, guns were used. Yes, it was a violent episode. But look at all of the contents together. Look at mm-hmm. the actions of all of the people, not just those who chose to pick up firearms. We want to elevate all of the stories. We mm-hmm. want to have all of the townspeople's actions be recognized and not shine that spotlight on the guns. Yes, mm-hmm. we have them, but we want to shine the spotlight on what everybody did together, because it wasn't just one person who did one thing. It was many townspeople, many actions, and we're really trying to bring that out a little more in what we're doing, rather than just saying, hey, here's a gunfight on the street.
Mm-hmm. That is the heroism of it, of the Northfield
yes.
people and the individuals that were involved in that. Is really a truly amazing story, and that's where the story lies. It's in the heroism that the citizens of Northfield displayed.
Absolutely. When I gave school tours this year, it was right after the Uvalde shooting,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking literally like the same week. I had a lot of school tours within a week of that shooting. And so I was talking to children that were the same age as those that were caught up in that shooting. And I had to step back and think, you know, what is the best way to address this? Tell them the truth of the story, but be sensitive to the fact that this is, a violent subject that they may mm-hmm. have heard, they may not have heard. They may know something about it, they may know nothing. You know, and how to navigate that. And the way that I chose to do that was to tell them about, just in general, I'm going to tell you about six heroes. Yes, a couple of those heroes used guns. And I didn't go on to say, and this is what they did with them. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't describe it. You know, but here are another three heroes that didn't use guns, and their actions are just as heroic. They did what they needed to do. They threw rocks. They rescued a person. They were distracting some of the shooters out there. And I would say, you know, our first hero is this. Our second hero is this. I got to the sixth hero, and the kids are like, oh, there were that many heroes? And I'm like, yes, that is the point. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that there were a lot of heroic actions that day. And it didn't have to, we didn't have to star a gun. We mm-hmm. didn't have to say, and because so-and-so was shot, it didn't matter. Because what mattered is the fact that everyone worked together in the way that they were able to. You know, they were courageous. They were putting others first. And those were the attributes that I was trying to get across to the kids, rather than, well, if you pick up a gun and you shoot this guy, he's no longer a threat. Mm-hmm. Not the story. That's not the storyline.
No.
The storyline is the heroics and the courage and the sense of community.
I like the children's reaction to that. Can you tell us a little, was it overall, did they seem, I guess, affected one way or the other for not having the gun play a big role?
No. I mean, I was certainly standing in a room that had guns mm-hmm. In the room, but these kids were focused on what I was saying, and the more I said, and the third hero is, and the fourth hero is, they were really buying into it, and they were really excited to learn about who these people were. And I think it was maybe relieving to the teachers that it wasn't just, mm-hmm. here are the people that shot, these are the names we want you to know, let's move along. It was, here's the gamut of people that are doing things in this town, different names, different ages, different contributions in the story.
And they all just lived in the houses right over there that you see in the neighborhoods and such. They were real Northfielders, just like you were.
Right, right.
Anything.
And that's kind of how I approach the seventh grade tours, too, mm-hmm. is you focus a little differently for third grade and seventh grade. But I took a more human approach with them, too, and said, you know, who might you have been? Would you have been courageous enough to be a rock thrower? Would you have been the person to run in the bank after the robbery to check on Haywood to see what happened? Because you wouldn't have known. You know, you would have seen the shootout. You would know that the robbers were in the bank, but you didn't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Would you have been one of the people to have gone over to Haywood's home afterwards to comfort his wife, to comfort his daughter? And there was just a stillness in that tour group of, you start making it human like that. And they really just kind of went, oh, the story is about people.
Real people.
Real people, real stories, real choices that had to have been made. And that's really what I want to get across. Not the violence.
All right. Let's talk about upcoming defeat days.
Yes.
I don't know if the pit has left the pit of your stomach yet, but it's coming up. And the tours that you'll be giving, those have probably evolved with time and the stories as well. What about this year?
During defeat, what we're mm-hmm. going to do is we're going to probably have a few people on hand that can answer questions. Mm-hmm. But the exhibits are really standalone. You don't necessarily need to have someone telling you one version or another of the story. It's set up so that you can kind of focus on what interests you. So if you want to dig deeper into the type of bullet that was used, there's, you know, there's a little tidbit here about Henry Wheeler and what he went through. Mm-hmm. The information's there, but it's something that people can pick and choose through, kind of like every day when they come into the museum. Whatever kind of draws people's attention by not having someone going through as a guide, it's working. The people are being fascinated by other aspects of the story, mm-hmm. is what we're finding.
Yeah.
So Defeat will be no different. It'll be open. People can come through. They can spend their time little as much as they want to, and learn as little as much as they want to, and take something out that, you know, we don't have to tell them. They can choose what it is they take out of the story.
All right. Yeah. And folks, if you haven't been to the Historical Society, every time I go in there, I learn something. Is it something changed now? Yeah, will there be any other exhibits other than Defeat, or the actual bank raid story that will be exhibited there?
Yep. We still have the Tin Can Traveler, the story of Fran Hall's trip around the world. I've had a few comments of people saying, why on earth is this here? Why? This makes no sense. This is not Jesse related. What is this doing here? And, you know, they are related in a sense, in that if the robbery had been successful, maybe none of this would have ever, maybe there would be no more history to talk about. Maybe Northfield wouldn't be here. But the fact that the robbery wasn't successful, the townspeople were successful, the whole town became a success story, and the fact that history kept going, we've got all these other awesome things that we can talk about, such as Fran Hall going around the world in his Airstream.
The Northfield Historical Society is about so much more than the events of one day. If folks check it out and check out their exhibits, they give you a rich history of the of just the whole character of Northfield and the characters of Northfield as well.
Exactly.
So you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Kathy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be seeing you during Defeat Days.
That's where I'll be.
Everywhere. Thanks again. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That is Kathy Osterman with the Northfield Historical Society.